It's music from Tinashe on MFM. It's called Super Love. Bring us to 3:15 on The Lunch Show.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
That's correct. And we have Tian in studio as always. Welcome, Tian.
How's it, Techi?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm lekker, man. You know, I said earlier, I tried this week to, you know, this time of year when it comes to IT stuff, tech stuff, it's very quiet. We've had all the launches of the big boys, and we've had all the games, and we've done this and we've done that. So it's normally quite quiet.
Yeah.
And initially, I was struggling to get some to source some material to share with you today.
Sure, but yeah, the stuff you're going to share with us today is absolutely incredible.
So let's start it off. So big applauds and big ups to one of our biggest service providers in this country, Telkom, and we often refer to them as with a different name, which I won't mention on air for obvious reasons when it comes to ADSL and problems with data and that. But I'll give them the first pat on the back for this, seeing as we've had these problems with FuseMust 4 and it's developed into something else where there's, you know, it's just a lot of unproductive time being wasted. Some of the students had to be sent home for fear of safety and all that jazz. And obviously, when you go home, you don't always have a secure or ADSL line at home. If you don't have internet at home, you're sort of using your iPhone or your Samsung, whatever. You're using your phone. But you're charging data for it. So now you need to connect to your Varsity network. You need to get your slides off there. You know your web CT stuff, whatever. And it's costing you a pretty penny. Telkom's offered to say, look, listen here, if you're registered with any university that has these problems, simply come in and we'll give you data free of charge. We won't charge you a dime. And I have to take my hats off to Telkom, I think, jumping in at this point in time, not saying anything and just offering free services to have those students be able to study for the exams at the end of the year, which, by the way, starting next week, if you haven't known.
Yeah.
The first matrix one started today with, guess what? IT, yes, computers started today. But anyway, So I think Telkom, well done. Thank you very much.
Clapping hands for Telkom. And I think the other service providers will follow suit as well.
Yes. So this is the big blue corporate that's jumped in. The first big blue corporate that's jumped in. And by blue we mean tech, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And they've jumped in, I'm sure. And some of the other big boys won't stand behind and look at this, and they'll probably also jump in and say, oh, hold on, we can offer the same. One begs the question, why only now? Why not to give us free internet just all of the time? But anyway, let's just get
there. They saw an opportunity, though. Like, we can't blame them that they saw this opportunity and they used it.
Sure. But let me tell you that there are business models around where you can have data free of charge. But I won't go into that. obviously, it's still a business, needs to make money. But this is a free service. I would suggest if you're listening and you know you're going home within the next few days, or you've got friends at home that can't attend Varsity because of stuff that's happened, please let them know. Go on the Telkom website and just follow the clicks. It'll take you to the right place. You can also apply in the shops, in different shopping centres. Go and chat to them. I think it's a great incentive.
Absolutely love it. Telkom doing some incredible things. Now, I will confess though, Tian, I read this and I was like, I'm so confused. I don't know what this is. Okay. WSB Live Esports.
Okay. So we know esports. Esports is the, well, I'm going to say latest craze in South Africa. It's been a while, but it's been getting mainstream media coverage the last few months, last year or two. And basically, esports is electronic sports, so that's gaming against each other, against teams of all over the country, all over the world, in fact, and massive prizes to be won. I'll give an example. The Counter-Strike Esports League of Gamers, they had a $12 million pot this year for the international pot. That's a team of five guys with their manager earning $12 million if they win the big pot. So, and then they do play every month, and there's like smaller pots of a million or two. But just to tell you that those guys make a big bucks is crazy. Oh. They don't make big bucks, they make massive amounts of money. It's rolled over at long last. It's in South Africa. And WSB, they're actually a betting site, believe it or not. Okay, so this is quite cool. So if you're over 18 and over, listen to this. You have to be over 18 and over because it's a betting site. But what they offer is the following. Obviously, they're offering betting services on these electronic sports. Like you would bet on rugby or soccer, who's going to win or whatever.
Yes.
It's the same thing, or horse racing for that matter.
I see.
They're offering a free streaming. So any of the local esports stuff that there's television cameras there, they offer free streaming on the website. That's faster than any other streaming you're going to get in South Africa. And you don't have to bet. And to register yourself, it's free of charge. You literally go to the site, you prove that you're over 18 with an ID or whatever, and you can enjoy the free streaming, which I quite like. Even if I'm not a betting man, if I am a betting man, I'd like it even more because obviously I'm on the website, I can bet on who's going to win.
Yes.
And there's some bucks to be made. I just thought it'd be nice to mention that esports is becoming very big, and I am applaud all the people that are doing it. I myself, I'm a bit of a gamer, but yeah. I do want people to let me know. Let me know my Twitter account if you're interested in esports. I can help you. We can help each other. I'll put you forward you to the right people that can yes. get you into the clans, and that you're more than welcome to contact me.
Listen, I'd just like to know, where do they get all this money to like give people?
Okay, so obviously all the big boys like the Microsoft consoles on the Microsoft Xbox and PS4, they do the console side. On the computer side, there's a few brands that you only follow if you're a gamer. And those guys make bazillions a year, all right? So they're pushing money back into offering these sponsorships and these prizes, because obviously if you're a top gamer, like a top golfer, you're using the best equipment. If you're a top gamer, using the best equipment, it's all about advertisements and sponsorships.
I see.
It's big money. It's literally, it's millions. It's not it's not small fry anymore. Even South Africa this year had R1 million prize pot. Wow. So it's big money. It's big money. And it's not just Counter-Strike. And there's League of Legends, there's World of Warcraft, there's Dota, there's a lot of stuff. I'm just saying, keep your eyes on it. It's going to become big. And I promise you now, hear me now on this day, the 19th of October 2016, this will become the next big thing on sporting channels, will be esports. It's going to take over any physical sport. And it's crazy. You don't understand how big this is in the world. Mm-hmm. People are going bonkers.
Listen, I always listen to you when you make big announcements, eh? Because you're always right.
This is a big one. Okay, quickly, we're running out of time. Google. Yeah. Google's done something awesome. So the big thing we have when we research at an academic level is we get Wikipedia or Google or whatever. We get articles that we can't really trust because they're not always trustworthy. Or we think that it's true, and you go and tell your friends and they say, nah, man, you're talking nonsense, and they can prove that you're talking nonsense. But you've read it on Google, so you're thinking it's true. Okay.
Yes.
So what Google's done now, with all the luckily, it's listening to it, the people. And they've introduced what they call a fact check. So they will go and check if this article is fictitious or whether it's factual. And they use another company called International Fact Finding Network. And they will add a small little tag in that research, in that search box, that will say, this has been fact checked. So you know that whatever you find as a result on your research is factual. That stuff you can take to the grave.
Absolutely.
Well done, Google. Mm. It's costing them very little. Obviously, people are clubbing to do it for them, because that's advertisements for them. It's a very good name for them.
Yes.
But it's a great service. I actually don't understand why they haven't done this earlier.
Done this already, yes. And yes. Especially great for like university students as well, who are looking for articles and
but
that.
But exactly that. Mm. So, yeah. So if you're a student, heads up. Great. Google's becoming more. Obviously, if you hear some of the economics and political professors on campus, don't trust Google. It's because of that. Because you get stuff that people wrote that's not factual. Mm. Okay. A quick, just a hint on the one side. So I heard from Google headquarters, they are now actually renting goats from a Californian goat herder company. Listen to this. Mm. And they're using the goats to mow their lawn. They don't use motorized or electrolyzed lawnmowers anymore. Reason why? No, their staff like it to look at the goats while they're eating and enjoying lunch. How cool is that?
That is so cool. I think Google is becoming cooler by the day, hey?
That's only Google that can do that. Going from one big guy to another, Facebook. Mm. We know Facebook live streaming is being around. Let me just quickly mention, the one big thing with Facebook live streaming is your friends only know you're live streaming once you've started live streaming. So yes. When you start, yes, I can see set to start it, but I can only see once you've started. So what Facebook is introducing, is now that you'll be able to, if you know that on Thursday afternoon you are going to live stream from studio, you get a seven-day period where you can send your friends a link beforehand. And when you start live streaming on that day, they can just click on that link and they know that they can join you beforehand. They can actually join a lobby. So as soon as you start, they can, whoop, they're from the start. It's quite cool. So you can actually now start predicting when people are going to, it's like a TV schedule, like a normal TV schedule.
I love that.
So Facebook's doing that, and I think that's great. Obviously, Facebook's taken over Periscope and those people, hey, when it comes to live streaming.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy ride. Go and check it out if you haven't. It's quite cool. It's actually quite fast in South Africa. I'm quite surprised.
Are they still doing moments? Because I see now Instagram has started with the whole moments type of thing.
Come on, that's old. It's old stuff that now, man. You know what I'm saying? Instagram is always there, but they're always like half a meter behind. You know?
Wow, you said that.
I had to go there. I'm sorry. not with saying I'm still an Instagram fan. I'm just saying they're just smart. See, they let the other guys take the fall if it doesn't work.
Smart.
That's all from me. It's been
a mouthful. Thank you so much, Tian. Where can we find you on campus?
So it's at IT Stellan Uni on Twitter, at IT Stellan Uni, or my personal account is at Tian_IT. You can find us on Hammond Street if you're a staff member, and if you're a student in the Roy Plain at the IT Hub.
That's right. That is Bits and Bytes every single Wednesdays at 3:15.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellan Uni.